Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the next episode of the Day Pick Show. I hope you're doing great as always, and I'm back here today. Let's kick this off. Cool. where to even kick this off? That's a great question. I mean, I have a few topics that I'd like to speak to you about. The first one is like kind of managing regrets. And going through... You never regret the moments where you acted with courage and where you faced rejection. You only regret the moments where you didn't foster enough courage to actually take the action, even despite facing the chance of failure. And the only possible way how you can fail is just to ultimately not do anything. Should we just end it here? No, I guess like the main points here. Kind of like searching for a place to relocate from here. As of right now, considering Cape Town during the summer. The reason for that being, I just literally want to focus a bit more and get much more clarity. I mean, like, that's the thing, wherever you go, there you are. And in the past, even I was just still searching for, like, I literally thought that, okay, relocating to a different country would anyhow help me. At the end of the day, it helps you a lot, but it's still like you're there and you have to face your demons. You have to face like the work's not gonna escape, the work's gonna still be there. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like, might be kind of get to approach work from the perspective of, let's say, Kobe Bryant. Regardless of how many championships he won, he always maintained a composure. And that was a great thing, that the job and the work ain't done yet. Just repeating these phrases all the time, so... literally have goosebumps all around my body. Yeah, I would say like around 2,000 hours or so invested. Kind of had a wall, perceived wall for me. It's just about bodies and just about pushing regardless of how hard it is and how bad you feel every single day. Like, that's the thing, regardless of how bad you feel, you're still able to make progress. And if you just persevere, make one step forward every single day, then you eventually get somewhere. The different thing that I'm testing right now, didn't really check social media for like 4 days now, kind of effective for a certain point of view. Literally just, you grasp so much more focus and actually apply it to the things you're working on. And then the third thing that I want to speak about, or the second, third, yeah, is going pro. And like, the thing is that people just think that there's luck involved in many things. I would say that at the end of the day, it's not just about luck. It's just about doing the things and being more obsessive than anyone else there. And just optimizing your life towards one direction and just going full out into one direction. The best example from my life, at least even right now, it's a bit scattered around. Literally everything is going, a lot of things are going a bit south right now. Literally even today, I was just having a debrief, went for a very quick walk. I literally tried to figure out whether I should drop out or whether I should just finish the scrap here. Cool. So the thing is that you literally have to become obsessive about one thing, and And you have to become super focused on doing one thing better than anyone else. And you can be doing two things at the same time, because doing two things at the same time is gonna, like, one thing is gonna cannibalize on the other one. The best example of that is in bodybuilding. The first time I actually got a coach, I mean, like, getting a good coach is very, very important. Getting a bad coach can just get you screwed. Getting a really good coach is very, very important. Or like a mentor or someone. And then, I mean, like, the first big principle there was that, can I just go ahead and, like, I was 17 years old. I literally was just doing some weird exercises and like some weird stuff, and what else? Yeah, I was just going swimming one day. The other day I was working out, then I was swimming again, then I was running. I was like literally doing all these different things, training like I wasn't focused. And then just go to a trainer and he told me, like, okay, bro, just stop doing everything. Just start, put all energy into lifting and recover well. And my results skyrocketed, literally. If you just select one main area of your focus and say no to absolutely everything else, and do this for at least a period of 3 years, you're gonna become a beast. But that's the thing, you can't do two things at the same time. You have to just choose one and be okay with sacrificing all the other options. And being, like, even going, like, that's the greatest thing at all, that you're essentially taking a risk and nothing is certain. The only certain thing is that you, you'll work a lot, and that's okay. That's so cool. So if you go pro, just choose one thing that you're going to be doing for a very long time, best like 10 years or 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, in which the skills you acquire will compound on each other so that you're actually able to take the biggest advantage of that. Cool. I'm not sure if there's anything else that I'd like to share with you today. Just like taking the risk. It's always better to take the risk than to bear the regret of not taking the risk. That should be it. You have to take the risk to become the bigger version of yourself. Everything you want lies on the other side of everything that you fear. So just keep doing what you fear. Sounds awesome. Cool, guys. I'll leave you with this. Catch you later.